exposed the big lies about Benghazi that the Obama administration pretended that, oh, we thought it was a video that caused it. No, Judicial Watch exposed, they knew it was terrorism, and they specifically lied that it was a video that caused it. I do want to mention the anniversary next week of 9/11. You know, nearly 3,000 people were killed that week, that terrible day. And one of the outrages, and Judicial Watch, again, you would think there'd be a lot of investigations into 9/11 that were independent. No, not really. For instance, Judicial Watch exposed that one of the guys who was working with the 9/11 hijackers, Anwar al-Awlaki, who later became an internet jihadist, developed the idea of internet jihadism and recruiting for al-Qaeda online, and was an American citizen assassinated by Barack Obama. We uncovered that he was essentially a source and for the FBI, working with the Defense Department on Islam issues. I mean, this guy, by all accounts, was helping the hijackers. It was Judicial Watch who uncovered that. Judicial Watch uncovered the FBI and other State Department lies about helping bin Laden's family and Saudis get out after 9/11 when no one else could fly. Judicial Watch uncovered that, among other things. And we've represented victims, a victim of 9/11, the family of one, Lynn Faulkner. His wife passed away on 9/11, suing some of these governments that were involved in 9/11. I know that litigation is still ongoing, at least the ones against Saudi Arabia. And of course, the other 9/11 attack was in 2012 in Benghazi. And that led to, Judicial Watch immediately saw all the lies that were taking place. They were trying to pretend it wasn't terrorism when it obviously was. They lied about it immediately to try to keep Obama, to save Obama's reelection campaign. And in the course of that Judicial Watch investigation, where we exposed the big lies about Benghazi that the Obama administration pretended that, oh, we thought it was a video that caused it. No, Judicial Watch exposed, they knew it was terrorism, and they specifically lied that it was a video that caused it. Inflamed the population, and that led to the terrorist attack. No, it was a planned terrorist attack, and they knew it was planned, and they had all sorts of warnings that were unheeded. Judicial Watch exposed that. But in the course of that investigation, it led to Hillary Clinton's emails being exposed by Judicial Watch. So, 9/11, they're going to tell you lots of stories. But if you really want the inside scoop on 9/11, I encourage you to go to Judicial Watch's website and read our books, Judicial Watch's books. We have several, I forget which book covers the 9/11 issues, but go to our judicialwatchbook.com, I think, and you can see all of our books. But you should read all of them, because that will give you the truth behind Benghazi, those books by me and Judicial Watch, and 9/11 in a way that you won't see anywhere else. So, on 9/11, let's pray for those still suffering and grieving over the losses they faced on that day. And, certainly it was traumatic for everybody who was alive in America, I would think, at that time. But also pray for America that we have more competent people, and I don't think we do, who are protecting us from future terrorist attacks. Just look at the crazed border issues, and the fact is Judicial Watch has highlighted that terrorists have been using the southern border to get bad guys in for years and years, and we don't seemingly want to do anything about it.